Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, officially known by Pfizer as the drunk variant. The man in front of me doesn't stop drinking. It doesn't matter the time of day. It's comedy legend, avid drinker, Mike Ward.
I'm Mike Ward, and I can't taste anything anymore. All my beer tastes like garbage.
Yeah, it tastes like horseshit.
It does. I'm Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over there is the only one of us that actually got COVID.
Yeah, somehow.
Poseidon is the only two drink minimumer. I don't know if that's what you call us, but they got COVID.
Yeah, I don't know how you and I have survived this long without getting it because people so close to us have gotten it.
Yeah.
And we just managed to either dodge it completely or we're of the asymptomatic variety.
I was 8 hours with Yan, like this far away when he was super contagious.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And I get everything. And it's not that I was, I had it, but without any symptoms. I took tests.
I got so scared last week. Yeah. I took two tests in the same day after he came back to work because I said, okay, they said 5 days. We waited 7. What if that wasn't enough? Maybe I'm infected. Because I always have headaches because I always drink coffee and not enough water. So I kept testing myself all day. Always negative. Mm. Yeah, we're getting I don't know. We're immune so far. Knock on wood. That's what Phil thought. Phil thought he was the Omega Man because his whole family caught it and he wasn't getting it. And then he just fell super sick.
Okay.
And he got it in the end. That's why he hasn't been around for a while.
How sick is he?
I think he said the first day he got really sick. But Phil gets sick easily.
Okay.
Like all the time. So it hit him hard the first day. But then he's recovering. But you know, you got the sniffles and then you're scared to go out. You don't want to infect someone else.
Yeah.
And then be that guy. Like, oh, I have to stay home because of you asshole.
Yeah.
So I get it. So he hasn't been around in a while. I've just been hanging out in here with this guy, the variant.
Hey.
Such a weirdo.
What's up?
He lost his taste a bit.
Yeah, I know. That's what he told me. He actually has more taste now.
Yeah.
He
dresses the same. Yeah.
same taste and clothes. But everything tastes better, right?
Well, not better, but I can. So whatever the smell or taste of something is, I smell it and taste it more.
Okay. What does that mean?
Like coffee, yeah. The smell and taste of coffee is more coffee. It's more intense.
Are you sure it's more intense?
100%.
Do you think it's just because once you got sick, like you blew your nose, maybe your nose was just blocked?
Yeah.
All the time?
Nah.
And now you're used to smelling again?
Nah, I don't think so.
Is your girlfriend still quarantining with you?
No.
You shipped her off?
She had to go back.
She had to go back. Yeah, they have a new rule here. Even if you're sick, I think you have to go to work after a couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah, none of anything we're doing makes any sense.
Yeah.
I'm just
no,
laughing.
No, crazy it is that for a while they were saying that nurses that weren't vaccinated couldn't work. And now they're like, oh, even if you're sick, come.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy.
You're going to fire them when they were healthy. It's
and
so
now
absurd.
That they're sick, you want them.
And I love that we were, you know, like anybody who's in like comedy, we're the weird ones. I think we would manage this shit even better at this point. I think we'd manage it better. What do you think, Poseidon?
I think we'd manage it better.
This is how I would manage it. All the money that they spent on marketing, in case people didn't know, all that stuff, I would give it right away to healthcare. I'd be like, what do we need? We need to hire a couple people. We need to bring out-of-state people. We need more rooms, more beds. That's where all the money's going.
I'd actually close down some beds and put more money in marketing. I don't think enough people heard about COVID.
Yeah.
We haven't heard about COVID.
Yeah, people don't know about it. They don't exist yet. Yeah.
I would spend the money to hide the deaths.
Oh, they did that. not here, but in the beginning when everyone was getting ventilators, they did that. Because in the beginning, get us ventilators. And then they're like, why is everyone dying? And they're like, stop giving us ventilators. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
And they swept that under the rug. I think Rogan might sue CNN apparently.
Okay.
Because now he got fed up. And he put up that video of when he was sick when they doctored it, they made him look yellow. Yeah, when you look at him, you're like, the man's a goblin. Like, they completely changed his face.
I had someone said that I looked like I had COVID for, I don't know if it was for a two drink minimum episode or a Suzy Good episode. And then I realized it was just the lighting at my house that's yellow.
Well, like, here too, it's a bit yellow. Here too, it's a bit yellow, I think, and we get it. Like, sometimes people are like, you're very sick, you're very yellow. It's like, the lights are, what do you want me to do? The lights are yellow. We record this at night, so there's no sunlight coming in. So we're just yellow. That's it. That's all it is.
Ring, ring.
What's up?
Yellow.
What?
Oh, God.
What is that?
I'm sorry. I had
What is that?
It was in my head. It was
ring,
in my head.
Ring, ring, yellow.
I don't know what that is.
I guess that's a joke that a retarded band makes. Because yellow sounds like hello.
I got on Getter. You heard that new app, Getter?
Is that that? Because I signed up to that, but then I never completed my my account. Is that the thing that Trump started?
I don't know. Oh. I don't think so.
What's the one that Trump started?
Trump.com. I don't know.
I think it was just a website with all of his tweets.
Yeah, honesty, it works well like Twitter, but everything that's on it is all news or whatever, so it's boring. It's not like Twitter. It's not as, you know, it doesn't have everyone on there. But I noticed something sitting down right before you came in, and I had to show you, I was laughing. It's the funniest thumbnail I've ever seen in my life. Alex Jones, in one of his websites that he has, he posts videios. The actual thumbnail, this is a real thumbnail from his video, from his website. It shows him pointing, and it says, Feds using retards as terrorists. It is probably the single greatest thumbnail I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Feds using retards.
Jesus.
Now, what he meant is, I listened to the video. This was from years ago in Arab countries. What they were doing is they were tricking mentally retarded Arab guys to join terrorist groups. I didn't even know they were joining because they were mentally retarded in order to advocate for like weapons and shit like that. Like, well, we need to look at those terrorist cells. But they're all retarded people getting together, not knowing what they're doing, right? So, but the way he wrote it, feds using retards as terrorists, like, Jesus Christ, bro, this is fucking amazing. He should be in charge of CNN.
You don't get that on Twitter anymore.
No. He should. We should have more Alex Jones. This guy's fucking hilarious. It's like you wrote the article.
Yeah.
What news you got for us?
Oh, yo. So first.
Oh, wait. Before you start with the news, when I got here, Poseidon gave me a Christmas present.
So you're going to open his now and mine next week. It's going to be weird.
All right. But I'll see. Is this a gag gift or it's a real gift?
No, it's a real gift. It's a real gift.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
Yeah. I didn't get any gag gifts either. Just a real gift this week, this year.
Is this a fleshlight? Okay.
And there's a card.
Fuck your card, bro. Unless there's money in the card, I told you we don't care.
This is a Heinz. What is it?
It's a beer koozie.
Oh, shit. This to keep my beer cold while I'm driving.
Yeah. Yay.
This is excellent.
While I'm driving.
You use the Tesla autopilot?
Oh, this is fucking nice.
Right?
Oh, thank you.
And it adjusts for like four different kinds of cans. No, it adjusts for three different kinds of cans and for beer bottles.
I don't think it adjusts for this can, though.
No, of course. It just you slide it in and then you twist the top.
Oh, this is very cool. Oh.
Yeah.
God damn.
So does he need to keep that in the freezer?
No. It's like a cooler for your beer.
So you just put it in and it starts getting cold?
No. It keeps so you
it takes the temperature of your beer.
So if the beer is warm, it's going to stay warm. If it's cold, it's going to stay cold. This sucks, huh? Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought it was because it's Heinzen. So I thought it was like Heinz
like
at
ketchup.
First. Oh. I was like, why do I have a fucking ketchup?
He got you
thermos.
Mustard.
So your ketchup stays cold.
You vegans, you can eat mustard.
Yeah, I know you vegans hate warm mustard. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a good gift.
Yeah. I don't know where the card went.
There is no card. Oh yeah, there is.
Okay,
sorry.
I just wrote Merry Christmas, honestly. There's no point of opening it on there.
Well, you made a big deal about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I like that you wrote to Mike Ward from Poseidon. Like you wrote my full name. At least he didn't write my fucking social insurance number. I'm sorry for ripping the envelope.
It's okay.
I like his ASMR.
And I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And there's a check for $3.
Oh, nice.
This is awesome. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
No problem.
He got me a card. Perfect. I set it on fire.
Yeah. in front of me.
I wanted him to know that I mean business. Not playing his holiday games this year. His reindeer games.
So did you buy this the day that you got infected?
No.
Okay.
I ordered it while I was in Quebec City.
Okay.
And then towards the end of my quarantine, it came.
Okay.
Was it a real quarantine? Because you kept going out.
Well, because yeah, they said in the news you were allowed to go on walks. So long as you stay away from people.
So you walked to the store?
No.
I walked to the store and the restaurant.
No. Like
there's people in there and I'm walking in there.
Yeah. No, like I went on my daily mental health walks, you know, like they said.
How many of those do you have? I'm just curious, judging by your mental health.
One a day.
Not it looks enough. Like you've never walked.
Where did you walk to?
Oh, just around the neighborhood. Marché Central and back. And
okay. Oh, you weren't walking in Quebec City.
No, we still walked in Quebec City. But we're up in the mountains and shit. So yeah. Like, we're away from everyone.
Because it's the same neighborhood that my dad's in. And he takes walks every day.
You killed almost.
And I haven't heard back from him in a couple of weeks.
I would walk at night, though. I don't know. Because I'm an older fellow. And older fellows tend to fall asleep early in the evening.
They're easier to fuck that way. He's performed many home invasions while he was in Quebec.
Yeah.
I saw. Remember how a few weeks ago we talked about Toy Story? I was watching that.
Yep.
So I tried to catch up on films, and I wasn't enjoying anything. So I got a video game that I was playing with the wife. You should play it too. It's called Way Out. It's not that good of a game. I was telling him about it because it's a two-player game, and it's on the PS4. And you can only play two players. You each have a character. You're in prison. Poorly acted characters. They're Swedish people pretending to be American. And you have to get out of prison. That's the whole story. So you befriend this other character. Like, I'm there. I'm playing with my wife. You play out the entire game. And then at the end, there's a plot twist. One of you, it was me in this case, was an undercover cop. And then I'm trying to arrest him. After we've been through his whole shit, we murdered people together. We escaped from prison together.
Did you know you were a cop?
No, you don't know. You have no idea.
End. Okay.
So then it was funny
That's
about it.
Deep undercover.
Super deep undercover. I didn't even know. But what's funny about it is you know, your wife is not going to be good at video games. So I'm the one normally carrying this fucking team to victory. So at the end now, you got to kill each other. So she's just freaking the fuck out. She's like, don't shoot me. What are you doing? I go, listen, man, the law's the law. I was just fighting with her. And I go, this game must have led to a lot of fights, a lot of breakups. Because it gets intense. You spend hours together building this team up. And then you're like, you know what, wife? Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And I know that I ruined her night. She was upset after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like, why are you shooting me? I was like, I have to. This is the story. I got to see what happens. Let me shoot you. I go, that's not the way it works. Because she could, but she wasn't as good, right? Yeah. There was a moment we have to just tap so you could reach the last gun, see who's going to win. And I'm barely even tapping, but I'm going faster. She's like, how are you doing this? You know, just freaking out. And then I shot her. We're divorced. That's how that went. But yeah, no, it was fun. It was
What's the name of the game?
A Way Out.
A Way Out.
Yeah. It's fun. I think it's a good thing for a buddy or for wife, this and that, just to spend time with, to fuck around, especially if they don't know the plot twist.
Yeah.
And you end up killing them. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a good team building exercise.
Because another game like that, it's called It Takes Two. And that was fun. It was two player. It was wacky. You can play it with your girlfriend or your wife, and you go through it. It's fun. But the whole time, you're in the same team, right? You're two people. Mm. You're not going to kill each other. It's like a husband and wife duo. And they go into like this imaginary land and shit. It won some awards this year. It was a fun game. But this one, I hadn't played in years. Let's say it was me and him playing, I would have killed him at the end. Mm. If at the end he's trying to fucking kill me, I would beat him with the controller. I'd beat him sensibly. Are you fucking crazy? Backstabbing me. So imagine that kind of tension, but with your wife or girlfriend. Yeah. You're like, you think you shoot me, you dumb bitch.
I love games like that that start fights in couples.
Like Monopoly.
Yeah. I had a game a couple of years ago. We had friends over for the weekend. Like friends, I don't know what city they're from, but they're not from Montreal. And they actually separated the first night because we were playing this game. And it was I forget what it was, but you had to give like hints to the other person. And the guy was like, okay, you know this. And then when she didn't, she got mad. She was like, how do you know what I know? And he goes, but you know it. You fuck you. You don't know what I know. And then they just started fucking fighting. And it was the weirdest thing But it was a lot of fun.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We used to get to a lot of fights when we'd play like Risk or Monopoly. There's always one guy who takes it too seriously and just loses his fucking shit. Like, I remember playing Risk and arguing, like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm allied with you. And then someone's like, you can't have alliances. You can't go. It's my fucking country. Yeah. I decide what I want to do. It would just cause so many fucking fights. Monopoly, too. Monopoly would start a lot of shit.
Monopoly, it's because you'd always trick some fucking buffoon into trading, like, Boardwalk for I'll give you two fucking pale blues
for
Boardwalk.
You always fucking people.
You get Baltic Avenue and Mediterranean.
You have one guy who's building, like, a lot of hotels and he's just overcharging everything. Yeah. It was a lot of...
Yeah.
I don't know if it was fun. I mean, I had fun, but these are games that you bust a lot of balls.
Yeah. By the way, I've never played Monopoly.
Played Monopoly never. Somehow in your life?
Shock me. Never.
Fuck.
I played Risk, Sorry.
Coincidentally, he has the Monopoly on sadness.
Snakes and Ladders.
I've played Snakes and Ladders.
Not the same thing, I know.
I've never played Monopoly, but I played Snakes and Ladders, so I know how to play.
You guys ever had a round of tic-tac-toe?
Comparing Snakes and Ladders to Monopoly.
Rock, paper, scissors.
It's like, oh, look, I've never been in the NFL, but I've played rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, that is. I won with Rock a couple of times. I'm not bragging. Yeah.
Never won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So dumb.
But I loved Risk.
But you never played Monopoly.
Never played.
Fuck.
I must have played once as a kid, but I think I was too young or some shit. I was like, nah, fuck this. But as an adult.
It is complicated if you've never played it in the beginning, but not really, because if you have somebody who knows the rules, simple. They'll tell you what it's not. I think Risk is more complicated if you think about it than Monopoly.
Really?
Yeah, because Risk has all kinds of rules that a lot of people don't use.
And a bunch of strategies.
Yeah.
Well, a bunch of, no, a couple strategies.
Yeah, roll properly.
Yeah. I think because it involves murder, I enjoyed it more.
Yeah, it's not real murder.
Well, you know, a hypothetical murder.
Hypothetical
murder. It's still murder.
Metaphorical, you mean?
Metaphorical, yes.
Hypothetical murder.
Murder is murder.
If I were to invade your country right now,
how many people would die? Hey, Siri, how many people in this country?
So, Monopoly, we should do something with him, like a video where we all play Monopoly.
I'm down.
I wonder how you would be.
I get very competitive. To the where it's annoying. Like, it's annoying. Like, I get very competitive.
Because you...
In all games or just Snakes and Ladders?
All games.
How competitive were you in Snakes and Ladders?
Very.
Team Snakes. Hashtag Team Snakes.
You know the Simpsons Snake, the character with the tattoo? That's the next edit is Poseidon's face on that guy.
And we're going to find out he wasn't actually playing the game Snakes and Ladders. It was just him and another guy fighting with snakes and ladders. He was holding a ladder and he's getting hit by a snake.
Did you have Snakes and Ladders? Like,
no, but like recently, like I hadn't played board games in a minute. And then I started playing Tuck, that game there, T-O-C-K.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Mr. Tuck.
No,
it's,
Tuck.
It's kind of like Sorry, but with little... Little
marbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was telling me he was eating marbles.
Yeah.
So I was playing that. I was playing with my girlfriend and her parents, and I got very competitive. And I was like, bro, I had set up the board where I would eat like three people at the same time, bro. I would kill their marbles. Like, I get very, very...
And he says stuff he shouldn't say. Like, he'll win and be like, that's right, now I fucked everyone in this house. Oh, sorry. I mean
just her and the dad.
Yeah. I meant you guys hypothetically. Yeah. Her physically.
Goddamn.
Oh, shit. So you kept winning?
I lost the first game.
And then the other four.
And then I went on a winning streak. I was like, nah, bro. And I get very competitive.
You know, I used to win a lot cards against humanity.
Okay.
Oh, that's so much fun.
And then
fun.
People started to cheat against me.
Oh, yeah.
I started trying to figure out which cards are mine. But it's like, why? Like, if you legitimately thought it was the funniest duo, give me the victory. People got mad.
Also, because I think you have an advantage when it comes to that game. Because
I can read.
No. Your brain automatically goes to the funny.
You used to play that before being a comic, though, right?
No, as a comic, I don't think I knew it before. I think I did play it before I was a comic too, and I was good. Okay. But after becoming a comic, I was fucking destroying.
I think, though, that's the type of game, once you start being a comic, it's not fun anymore.
It's not fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I forget who I played it with, and I was like, this game fucking sucks.
Well, it sucks. You're going to come up with the funniest duo normally. You're going to come up with the funniest stuff.
And then I was just judging the other people.
Same. Because I'd be like,
right?
That's not funny. I'm like, that's not fucking.
Yeah.
And then when you find out what options they did have, you're like, why didn't you use that? Oh, well, that would be offensive. You're a fucking retard, bro. Fucking use what you have. Use what your mama gave you.
Mm. But I think we had fun when we played with the boys.
Yeah, I had. It was good too. Yeah, it was. And I have a lot of funny friends, so it helps. They're all crazy.
Okay.
And we had expansions. I think I still have the box here or at home. It might be here.
Yeah. That would be fun if we could live stream that.
I don't know how you live stream. Would it
on Twitch?
No, but with that game, can you live stream that? Because we got to do a lot of stuff with him. People have been waiting for a new Glutton Fest or something. We got to figure out a Poseidon style game.
We should have him play Monopoly against three retarded terrorists.
Who work for the feds. I've been giving him more and more responsibility. Now he's running, he's producing Thomas Levac's shows.
Okay.
I'm giving him a lot of responsibility, and I'm going to tell you right now, hitting it out the park so far.
Yeah, because Thomas is renting the space here, right?
Yeah.
Because at first he was renting some weird, weird studio, and then I just started making fun of him for it. That's actually my.
That's how you get me business.
Yeah, yeah, and because did you see what his studio looked like?
Are you talking about the green one with the screen?
The green one. It's just.
I thought that was like a one time special thing. I didn't know it was going to be consistent.
No, he rented that from a friend that knows nothing about podcasts.
Yeah,
because it's the worst studio I've ever seen.
Didn't
in my
feel
life.
Like podcasting.
No,
at all,
it felt like weird, like fucking TV in like Haiti.
It felt like Family Feud if the family's Haitian. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. It was like every it did. There was a very Haitian vibe to it.
I think the colors.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like green and yellow.
Yeah, there was, or Jamaican maybe.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Sure. Yeah, that
there
is
was
Jamaican.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, there was something definitely. I thought it was like a special event type of thing. I didn't know it was going to be consistent. No. But he's happy here. He said he prefers it here.
Yeah, because he was where he was doing his podcast. The guy he was renting from got outed for beating his girlfriend.
I've never been outed.
Yeah, no. That bitch knows how to stay quiet.
Yeah, he told me that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's such a weird reason. Like, because I thought it was temporary because somebody got COVID and he can't go back.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I had to leave. This guy's breaking women.
Yeah. But I think, too, he hated the guy. And he had gotten angry. He got into a fight with the guy, like, the week before. And then he was pissed and he wanted to leave. And then there was the thing that came out that the guy beat his girl.
Like, oh,
so he was
guy.
Like, fuck it. I'm just going to leave.
Well, here he's not going to fight.
Yeah.
He knows us. He's got Poseidon.
Well, plus, that's perfect.
Yeah. And some other people too. There's not that much room left. Well, I mean, there is. It's just the hours are limited. We have another couple of comics that are coming in. So it's fun to have
more
people.
How much, like, for people that are listening right now, if you want to rent... Because they don't do it in this studio, right?
No.
They do it in
the Studio B over there.
Okay, where Terry and Ted do their thing, where the intellectuals
the official
do their
name
thing.
Is the Mike Ward Theater of Dreams. That's that studio.
Yeah. So how much is it to rent that?
I'm not telling them. They got to reach out.
Okay.
They got to reach out. It's very because it's cheap.
Okay.
It's cheap. If I announce the number, a lot of people that don't even want a podcast are going to be like, that doesn't cost anything. Let me go. I don't want that.
Okay.
Any people trying to podcast.
You want real podcasts.
Yeah, because Thomas noticed too. He's like, oh, fuck, that's a...
That's very cheap. Because I asked him how much he paid for the old place.
It was a lot more than this.
Yeah. And it was super cheap, but it was more in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if... that comes with him, right?
That comes with him, yeah.
Is it... It's more expensive if he's not there?
Yeah. You pay a lot more if you want him out of the room. Okay. No, we're also training someone else as well so that we can have flexibility.
Okay.
So... But if they're not podcasters, like we had doctors that wanted to come do it and we told them no, because we're going to pay money to have a podcast that three of our nurses are going to listen to. Get the fuck out of here. We don't want that. We want actual people that we can hang out with.
Doctors?
Yeah.
That's a weird podcast.
Yeah, it would be a stupid podcast.
Yeah.
And first of all, you can't even talk shit if you're a doctor.
Oh, speaking of stupid podcasts, did you see Freeway Frank has a podcast now?
No. I believe it, though.
Yeah, and he's trying to steal your... He looks like a shitty version of you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How?
He's... I don't know. Just the way he's talking, but he's... he did an episode with Guzzo, you know, the movie guy?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the first comment was, Penthouse, you should get Guzzo on your podcast.
People asked me to bring him on. I had reached out, but I think he's in. I think he Skyped in. Maybe did he Skype it? Or was there physically?
He was there physically.
So I don't know when it was recorded, but I think he's in Florida.
I think he went though because Frank is Italian.
Oh, maybe yeah. Because I think he's in Florida. Because when I asked him, he goes, "Are you in Florida?" And I said, "Not yet."
What a weird question.
Yeah. Are you in Florida? I said, "Come by the studio." He goes, "Are you in Florida?" So I was. I'm assuming he was in Florida.
Okay.
Unless he's insane.
Okay.
I doubt it. You know, he's a businessman. Maybe he's not that crazy. Yeah, people have asked me to. People want me to bring him on so he could talk.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'll have him on if he wants to come in English or whatever. I'll talk about his business and what's going on now. It's interesting.
He's very angry.
He's very angry. That's why I wanted to give him a fucking an actual platform that real human beings would listen to.
Like, imagine how hard it must be when you're in an industry that was already dying, basically. Like cinemas were dying, and then COVID is just a fucking the last nail
just
in the coffin.
Stabbing you when you're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Because even now with digital platforms, I noticed like Disney Plus, Warner Brothers, the way they're releasing stuff, they're trying to hold movie theaters alive a bit. Even the new Batman, they're like, okay, we see there's a lot of lockdowns, so Batman was supposed to come out next month, I think, and they're postponing it a few months so that it could come out in theaters, so theaters can make some kind of money.
Yeah.
Because that movie, it's just like Spider-Man, No Way Home, makes money for theaters. People want to go see it right away in the theater. If you just put that straight to digital, what are you going to go watch in the movie theater? What's the point?
Yeah.
If it's not a good... Like, I was an idiot. I went to go watch that new Resident Evil movie when it came out. I could have watched that on a VHS. I could have watched that on a VCR.
Yeah.
That was a shitty movie.
Yeah.
I won't go anymore if it's not... And I love the theaters. But if I could just catch at home...
Yeah.
I'll just watch at home mostly. I don't have to
Whenever I go to a movie theater, I'm always surprised at how shitty the quality of the image is.
Yeah.
Like, compared to, like, TV... TV looks way like a good TV. I don't even have a good TV, but any fucking like basic new TV looks better than most big screens.
Yeah. And you have like now it's all 4K and shit. Yeah. Like,
and you're in like the fucking theater and everything's grainy and weird looking.
The grain doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that you're into a scene and then someone farts or yells or it's like, oh God, you know, you have people like, oh my God, did you believe that? It's like shit.
Yeah.
Or when we were watching Spider-Man, everyone's flash. I was like, dude, take the fucking flash out of your phone. They all want to take pictures and Instagram videos. They're taking Instagram videos 15 seconds.
With the flash?
Yeah, with the flash of like, they want to prove I actually watched Spider-Man. Yeah, if you're over 13, it shouldn't be a chore to watch fucking Spider-Man. I don't know why you have to videotape it.
What a bunch of fucking
Or the popcorn moment.
Oh, that was fucking funny. The saddest, dude. It was like the saddest scene in the whole movie.
One of
the saddest. I think that's the saddest one in the whole film. So everyone's shocked. And they get so shocked that you don't hear anything. It just goes quiet. Everyone's like, they just stop breathing. And all I hear is in the whole theater, it's quiet. And then you're... And I'm like, oh, that's going to be Poseidon. I turn around, everyone's quiet, sad. He was like a fucking hippo making breathing noises and crunching noises. And I'm trying to hold in. I was stifling a laugh. I'm like, because it was so funny. Everyone's all serious. I'm like, what is that noise? Then you turn around, you just see him. Someone's dead on screen. It's like sad. And he's like, this is amazing.
Okay. This popcorn tastes even more like popcorn.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know why?
It's like super popcorn.
Because the way the movie was going, I kind of predicted it. And as it was unfolding,
Nostradamus over here.
As it was unfolding,
you predicted that Spider-Man was gonna save the day.
No.
Jesus Christ! How did you?
I read how the movie was going.
No.
I had a good feeling.
Seemed heroic, the kid.
No, I knew that guy with the mask. He was probably gonna do well.
He had a bright future. Smart kid. Crawls on the walls, you know what I'm saying?
I predicted the on-screen death, you know? And I guess out of excitement that I was right, I think that's what triggered
so
the
eating. Celebrate, you fucking stuffed your fat face. Yeah.
He did the same thing when Kobe Bryant died. He's like, I saw that coming, bro. He's like, black guys can't fly. Go on. It's crazy.
They can only jump.
Me and Mike don't approve of your insensitive comment.
That felt racist.
It felt, It wasn't, but it felt it was, like it.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, bro. You guys are going to kill me.
Oh, shit. All right, so do you have any news stories?
Yes. So, Wall of Rock collapses on...
Wall of Rock, is that a Collapses. That's a Jack Black movie?
That's what it sounds like.
Collapses on Brazil's Furnas Lake, kills 10 people and injures at least 32.
Well, you're going to die if you're on a Furnas Lake.
No, it's called Furnas. Like F-U-R-N-A-S.
F-U-R-N-A-S?
F-U-R-N-A-S.
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 Hold on, bro.
Are you dysomalekasic?
F-U-R-N-A-S.
Are you sure it didn't say F-U-anus?
F-U-R-N-A-S.
N-A-S.
Furnas.
God damn. I'd love to see you in a spelling bee.
Sorry, guys.
They're like, I think you said the right letters, but it still seems wrong.
Yeah. I got the video.
Happy. H-A-P-P-Y.
Yeah, H-A-P-P-Y.
Yeah,
H-A-P-P-Y.
The emphasis on random letters. Hello. H-L-L-O.
Anyways, I played the video for the folks at home.
Okay. That's terrifying, though, right?
It's kind of beautiful. It's kind of brutal.
Okay, it's kind of beautiful. Yeah.
So a wall fell on...
On tourists. They were like on a boat ride and shit.
And I don't know why that makes me laugh.
It's too bad it wasn't the influencers.
People are hating on these influencer kids. I'm on their side.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why I'm on their side. They chartered the plane, and Sunwing is a shitty airline, and I will explain why. When this happened... Sunwing didn't, they're allowed, the pilot is allowed, if they're unruly, to land anywhere, kick them the fuck out. They didn't land anywhere, they didn't cause a scene, they didn't say anything. The only time Sunwing came out and said they can't fly with us is after the videos came out.
Mm.
So go fuck yourself. You enabled this, you allowed them to do this, and then now they're bad guys.
Yeah.
Why'd you let it happen?
They wouldn't have done anything, but at first when I saw the videos come out, I was like, oh, these fucking poor people. I was like, who? What the fuck, idiot? Put this out, and it's the organizer.
Oh, what an idiot.
The organizer. He was like, look at my party. How
that was him.
Was. Yeah. Oh,
what a dumb. He ratted himself out.
He ratted himself. And then I found out he's a singer. If his singer name is Senor. So if you Google Senor.
And that's why they were saying Senor in the chat yesterday. They were telling me something about Senor. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about.
Senor is the organizer.
Oh, they wanted
name.
Me to interview Senor.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good guy to get.
Well, how do you spell?
Does he speak English or French?
S-E-N-O-R. I think. I think he speaks English more than French.
Oh, okay.
I know he's an Arab, but I don't know where he's from. I think he's Lebanese. He seems Lebanese. I don't know why.
So he pulled a scam.
Yeah.
This wasn't even a real plane. Yeah. It was CGI. Fuck, he ratted himself
out. He's refusing to apologize.
Good.
But he's funny, though, because he changes his fucking thing every day. I think he's refusing to apologize because he spoke to someone. Because at first he's like, look, I take this very seriously. And then the next day he's like, fuck you. I don't take this seriously.
I'm with the second part.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You chartered the people on the plane, and I mean the people on the plane were the people you had, but like the flight attendants and the pilot didn't do dick. Oh. They were cool with it, so fuck off.
You know who I felt bad for? You know in the video, there's a chick that you see her smoking?
Vaping? Yeah.
She's a pilot. She was studying to get her pilot's license.
Okay, I'm with her.
And her Instagram handle is like her bio is just the word pilot. So she's lost like... all of her chances of ever...
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
What if she wasn't a real pilot? She just wrote that because she likes to fly and get high. Yeah. You never know these kids these days.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
It's weird, though, that everyone was calling them influencers because none of them were actually...
No, I don't even know who these people are.
No, they're just hot chicks
that had fun.
And guys that like to do drugs.
I have zero problem with it. I'll tell you why. Nothing happened. They didn't crash the plane. They were having fun. And again, Sunwing had no issues with it until the videos came out. So what's the problem? If they were cool, you know, it's...
Yeah.
I think they're... It's... Look, I'm not saying it's the best behavior.
Yeah.
Who the fuck am I to judge?
I didn't care at all. I just felt... Well, actually, I didn't even feel bad for the flight attendant. But the... Because the flight attendant said that they just hid in the cabin. for the whole flight.
That doesn't make any sense, because if you're scared and you have to hide, the pilot would have brought the fucking plane down.
Yeah.
The pilot's not going to be like, this guy might break in here at any moment.
I think, though, they started the... Because if they started doing this more than half, like more than halfway there, because Sunwing doesn't land anywhere in the States.
No, they don't have flights, but if there's unruly passengers, there's danger. They're allowed. They call
but
in.
No one's going to let you land. I'm in danger. Why? People are dancing.
But there is. You're not supposed to, right? Buffoon. There is. I'm just saying.
But you look like a buffoon. Like, you can bring
that's
a
what I'm saying.
Plane
like,
down
you
could if just say, someone if, has a knife.
But what I'm saying. So they weren't in danger. They yeah. weren't. So they're exaggerating.
Yeah.
Well, they could say they could have said passengers refusing to follow instructions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, but they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So why now is it a big... And I'm not saying...
Even then, though, they wouldn't let them...
Really?
Yeah. It's really... Apparently, it's really complicated
really?
To get... Yeah. Like, if you're not
I've seen people get kicked off of planes for less.
Yeah, but they don't... They land in an airport where that company lands.
I think if it was an emergency, you could land.
I don't know.
These kids Let's might Google get it. Drunk, break yeah. into the cockpit. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
If it, but I don't think it was danger. I think yeah. they were just
no. There was
I
no
think
danger.
The videos.
Like, what if they're out of fuel though?
I think the videos.
Yeah, if they're out of fuel or if there's actual physical danger, then they can. But it's because airplanes pay, like airlines pay, to use each airport.
Because let me say something here. The people were talking about the video and the chick in the back that was blowing the guy, right? I understand. It doesn't look, it's not the best look for the guy and the girl to get blown in front of everyone. However, how many people are always talking about they want to join the Mile High Club and they do it in the bathroom?
Mm.
They did the same thing somewhere else on the plane. So number one, other people have done that.
Yeah.
They're not criminals. Number two, yeah, they were drinking, yelling, and smoking, but a lot of times one person will get up and say something. That was many people doing it. It looks dumb, but they chartered the flight.
Yeah.
The flight attendants and the pilot didn't say dick. I'm sure the pilot didn't say sit down and then they stayed up. That never, you know, we didn't hear about that. So if no one told them to stop and they were cool with it, why are these kids the devil?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I think Mike is right.
Yeah, I read a couple
it has
of
to
articles.
Be a legit emergency. Yeah.
But it is a legit emergency. If you think, no, I don't think it was a legit emergency. What I'm saying is if you believe legitimately they're unruly, they could break into the cockpit, that's legit. But that never happened because it wasn't legit. No one was scared for their lives.
Because I've had this, like my brother's an airline pilot for WestJet, and I've had this discussion with him before about how like companies pay for each airport.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say if they're out of gas, they'll let like Air Canada, an Air Canada plane could land in like St. Hubert or Burlington or Plattsburgh if they're out of gas. But any other reason, they're not going to let them land.
They won't let them?
They won't let them land.
They'll just say crash?
If they're in danger of crashing, then they'll let them land.
Okay.
But if it's like, hey, there's a passenger that's unruly, they'll go, okay, can you, like, how unruly? Can you hold them down? Yeah. Okay, then just hold them down until.
But this is a whole plane of people. This is more people than the staff. So what I'm saying is I'm with you. I don't think there was a danger.
They wouldn't have let them land, though.
No?
No.
Wouldn't that be, if the entire plane could take the whole thing down, isn't that a reason? Isn't that dangerous?
Because
any one of these drunk people, if what we're saying is true, can't they just pull the emergency door?
Yeah.
I think it's a lot harder to pull off an emergency.
No, you can't get into an airplane, into a cockpit anymore.
No, I'm saying the emergency door on the side. Yeah. Couldn't one of these fuck-ups do that?
I don't think so.
I think it's a lot more difficult than what it seems
like. I don't know. I'm just saying, isn't it, if it's really dangerous, if they're being, because that's what we're criticizing them for, right?
Yeah. But it's just, people are just finding a reason to hate these people.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what it feels like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure this happens all the time. We just don't see videos of it. So the guy who organized it was a dumb move. He should have posted the videos after they got back.
Yeah.
It was a dumb move to do it. And then he figured it out now because everyone saw it. But the way they're attacking them, like they're terrorists.
Yeah.
Dude, Trudeau went on national TV here in Quebec a week before and talked about a segment of society. He talked about the unvaccinated, how they're dangerous, misogynistic. He literally did hate speech and these kids are receiving more hate than him.
Mm.
He literally tried to radicalize one group of people against another group of our people. And he gets less flack than... he got less flack for blackface than these kids are for this.
Yeah.
So I think the media is fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're trying to demonize...
They just need something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. They need somebody to put a crosshairs on. And these kids posted these fucking videos. And they were like...
People are probably jealous.
Perfect opportunity.
They're like, look at these kids. They're out there getting blown.
They're young and hot.
Yeah.
and they don't give a fuck. Got people angry.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how everyone like is though now. If you like, because everyone's angry and jealous of everyone.
Yeah.
Especially now because of COVID that you're not allowed doing anything. So people, as soon as you see like a picture of two people without a mask, you get fucking angry because you're like, I have to wear a mask. Why aren't these fucking people wearing a mask?
I saw a lady. I think if I show you the video, you're going to know her. She might be a Quebec celebrity or something. She was on the news here, and the news is fucking stupid because they were on her side. She went to Florida.
Okay.
Which is, there's no mask mandate or vaccine mandate. And she's like, I'm there with my friends in Florida. We go into a restaurant, and I'm wearing my mask, and the waitress, she comes to serve us. She doesn't have a mask. And I ask her if she's vaccinated, and she says, it's none of your business. I can't tell you that, first of all. It's none of your business. And it's like, well, it is my business. I don't know if you know, there's a pandemic. And she's like, yeah, we're in Florida, bitch. Like, it's none of your fucking business. Mm. So she calls the manager. The manager goes and tells her, look, if you're not comfortable here, you fucking leave.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, it's fine. I'll be comfortable. So they switch waitress. A waiter comes. And then the waiter proceeds to do the order. And at the end, she goes to the waiter. So are you vaccinated? And the guy's like, I can't tell you if I'm vaccinated or not. It's like, she's like, I can't believe they're there with no mask. Bitch, that's what Florida is.
Yeah.
That's their laws, or that's what's happening. And they're the ones who aren't having the same spikes we are. You can't go there and tell them that they're idiots. Just don't go there. If you feel threatened, don't go there.
Yeah, I saw that. And the restaurant she was at is run by French Canadians.
Okay, so you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she, because the story was that she got banned from this restaurant after.
Apparently, oh, maybe.
She said, I got banned just for asking if they were vaccinated. And then in the comments, it was TVA or whatever news network. And the first comment, the guy just wrote, he goes, hi, I'm the manager of this place. And I never banned this lady. I just told her it was none of her business.
And he's right. Yeah. It is none of her business. Yeah.
But what a fucking stupid bitch.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah. The best is from French people writing about her. One guy wrote, Bob Gunn. Yeah. And I was like, that's it. That's the funniest one. Because it's the most accurate fucking statement. Like, poor
especially
bitch.
If you're going, that's going to another country. That's like going to a Muslim country and going, why are all these bitches wearing burqas? Fucking Google them before you go there.
Yeah, why are you there?
Yeah.
What do you mean there's no pork?
Yeah. What are all these fags doing in San Francisco?
Yeah. It's crazy. You go there and bitch.
Bunch of fags in this gay pride parade.
And she thought she was right. That's what shocked me. It's you go to someone else's house, you critique the menu, and you think you're right.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers had no idea I don't like chocolate.
She used to be she was a newscaster. I think she was the actual anchor of whatever news show
she's trash.
Host.
She's garbage.
Yeah.
Entitled.
Yeah.
Very entitled.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Did you just fart?
No, that was the chair. Yeah. But you spoke about people being angry. Have you guys seen, I think it's in Prince Edward Island.
That's not a real place.
Did you guys see?
That's not a real prince.
People were angry at
that's just an island. That's just a place. That's not a real prince.
It's Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew's Island.
Prince Andrew's Island. Yeah. No, it's Prince Andrew's Island.
Yeah, Prince Andrew's Island.
Little girls crying and trying to run away.
Yeah. There's a monolith on that.
And him going, if we had had sex, you'd be able to describe my weird looking penis.
I saw a video, some post online of, did you ever notice that Indiana Jones was a pedophile? And I was like, what the fuck?
Really?
And it was a video of a scene, I don't know if it was one of the newer Indiana Jones, where he's arguing with a girl and she's like, you're such an asshole. I can't believe you did that to me. I was young and I was in love. He's like, you wanted it. Get over it. It was 10 years ago. And like in the story, the girl's like 20 something then. So 10 years ago, she would have been like 11. I was like, wait, what the fuck is this?
That's weird.
And Indiana Jones is like 90.
God damn.
Yeah.
All right.
You're saying
so
anger?
What happened to Prince Andrew's Island?
There was a politician who was pro passport and everything, and people got really angry at him, and they all went...
Pro-passport? Vaccine passport?
Pro-vaccine passport.
I thought it was like just a... It's like, look at this fucking dummy. Things that we have to show our ID before we get into a country.
I go where I want.
Fucking fascist.
I'm a citizen of the earth.
So basically, the protesters went outside of his house,
okay,
and they threw seaweed at him.
Seaweed. That is so fucking Prince Edward Islandy.
Good.
But how the fuck did they find seaweed?
They're by the ocean, I guess.
Seaweed, but isn't how do you pick up seaweed? And it's just that means it dripped all the way to the guy's house.
How many people? Like three?
No, there was a lot of people. There's a video online, and I'm playing it now for the people watching. I got to give it to this politician, bro. He took it like a man.
What did he do?
He started eating it? No, he sat out there with a mask on. I was like, come on. Come on.
He hawked up. He started doing this, bro. He started putting his hand to his ear.
Yeah, it was like, come on.
I think maybe I saw that. I thought it was in France, though. Because there's a politician in France that got shit thrown at him.
Yeah, I thought it was in France, too, but it was in... It was in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, because they it zooms in on the map, the location.
Okay.
And then they show that it was in Canada, like out east.
Canada.
Yeah. So I was like, but maybe it's that you know that little island that's still French.
Okay, it's not Prince Edward Island. It's Saint Pierre et Miquelon.
Yes. I don't know why I mistook it for Prince Edward.
So that's part of France still.
Yeah,
that's still part of France.
Oh, they were angry.
And they use that for fishing. It's a big fishing business.
Fishing and the seaweed.
Yeah, big seaweed. Big dude, exporters of seaweed. Little known fact about that place. But France had a victory and a loss this week. The victory was one of their politicians. I saw him in parliament. He yelled and I was like, fuck, this guy's right. He's like, this is embarrassing. Because I come in every day and they're asking me, do you think unvaccinated people, we should ban them from places? He goes, what are you fucking crazy? He goes, we're blaming a vaccine for the spread of this thing, the past that we know doesn't work. And he goes, so this is where we are right now. He goes, we're blaming unemployment on the unemployed. We're blaming homelessness on the homeless, he goes, and we're blaming the sick for the sickness. He goes, you guys are fucking. He goes, this is crazy. He goes, this is not how I saw this republic going. And I was like, that's a good thing. And then I thought like they're waking up to like freedom. And then I see Macron. He's on a Zoom meeting alone in a room. They took a picture of him from the outside in a Zoom call with a screen in front of him, full mask. Dude, you're alone. It doesn't protect from computer viruses. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
Just. Oh fuck, man! I can't take the theater.
Like a lot of they kind of stopped doing this on most networks, but I still see it sometimes when you'll see a reporter wearing a mask. Like you're doing TV, just take the fucking mask off.
It's annoying.
Like to get here, I wore the mask on the way in.
Just
because. But when I'm in my car, I'm not wearing a mask, and when we're doing this, I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah, because you're not a fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Macron is the type of dude to put a condom on his Ethernet cable so he doesn't catch viruses from the net.
Listen, bro. The 2000s want their joke back.
Emmanuel Macron is the type of guy.
Bro, this guy thinks I'm playing chess. I'm playing checkers. I didn't have chess. We couldn't afford that.
He said, checkmate. And I said, I got your snake.
He said, checkmate. I said, I don't play Monopoly. Nice try.
Queen 3 to Bishop Snake.
Bishop Snake.
Queen 3 to ladder 4.
Yeah, Queen 3 to ladder 4. That's what it is. Yeah. Snakes and ladders. I don't even remember. I remember that was like kindergarten.
You know, you go and if you land on a ladder, you go up. And if you land on a snake, you go down. Which is so stupid. It should have been snakes and banana peels. Because you slide on a banana. You slip on a banana peel. You don't slip on a snake. Who the fuck slips on a snake?
Well, because they're slithery.
Yeah, but first of all, if you step on one snake and you slip, the rest of your adventure, you're watching out for snakes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like if I'm in a cave.
Yeah.
And I have gone up a couple of floors in this cave, and I step on a snake.
Caves have floors?
That's the whole snakes and ladders, right?
Okay.
And I slip on said snake.
Yeah.
Then I know it's full of slippery snakes. I would watch my step.
Yes, you would, but you can only make a certain amount of steps depending on the dice that you roll.
You're not the boss of me. That's what you're forgetting. I'm like Malcolm in the Middle. You're not the boss of me now, and I have no friends.
That was a good show.
Yeah, I liked Malcolm in the Middle. It was a fun show back in the day. I don't know if I just misremember it, and I think it was good because I was in high school, but at the time, I remember I had a lot of fun with that show.
I think it was good. I never really got into it because that was the first years I was doing comedy. So I was that was on like Sunday nights, right?
Sunday nights, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in high school at the time, beginning of high school.
So I was always doing shows on Sundays in those years.
Okay.
There's like a bunch of shows like that I don't know just because I had shows that day.
There's all the new shows I don't know. Yeah. Everyone talks about new shows. I've never, like Game of Thrones. Mm. I don't know what's going on with that. I saw one season once and I was like, this is too much for me.
Yeah.
It's too much of a commitment. If you either, you're free that day and you know it's an hour a week, like with Curb.
Yeah.
And I know, but there's no way I can catch up to 5 seasons of a show that every episode is an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
8 seasons.
It's impossible. Yeah. I have to take a month off work.
Yeah, there's a lot of sauce in that show.
Yeah, I tried getting into it because my wife was really into it. And I got up to like season 3 and I was like, Jesus Christ. I'm going to like, and this was the beginning of the global pandemic. I made it 3 seasons. And even with nothing to do.
You still couldn't catch up.
I have too much shit going on. I have to go out between 8 and 10 at night.
To do a podcast, yeah. You're like, look, I got to go upstairs. There's other the things that need my attention. What's next on your list, sir?
What else
happened this week?
So did you see American Airlines is apologizing? Because one of the pilots of American Airlines was caught with a Let's Go Brandon ticket on his luggage.
What do you mean ticket?
Like you know the decorations
instead
you put on your luggage?
Instead of a ticket like to go to St. Louis,
sticker.
he was going to the White House?
No, it's like a sticker. It's like a sticker you put on your luggage.
And why would he apologize? That's his personal thing.
We don't know who the pilot is.
I don't care who the pilot is. He's allowed to root for Brandon.
100%.
Perhaps he wants his son to do well in school. Let's go, Brandon.
But there was a lady, probably a Karen, that was very angry. She posted a picture of the pilot on Twitter with the tag he had
Brandon.
On his luggage.
Who cares? And who cares if your fucking pilot is a lefty or is right wing?
Yeah.
Who gives a
fuck? Can he fly the plane?
As long as he knows how to fly. It's not like he's going, he's talking in political shit during the flight.
It doesn't make it. Right? I'll say, this is how you know that we're exaggerating on the pandemic. If this was really the pandemic of level they say it is, that everyone's going to die, no one would give a shit about Brandon stickers and influencers getting drunk and blown. Nobody would care, right? Because the world is ending.
Yeah. That's what I liked about the first part of the pandemic. Remember the first month
we thought the world was ending.
So I was like, this is going to be perfect because we're going to stop hating each other for being right wing or left wing and just fucking all realize we're all in this together. And then everything's fucking political.
Yeah,
there's nothing that's not political anymore.
What show you watch is political. Yeah. What team you like is political. What podcast you watch is political now.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you like Rogan, you're of the extreme
right. You can't even be like a lefty and say you like Rogan anymore. Yeah. Which is fucking bizarre.
I like Rogan.
Yeah.
I also like Jimmy Dore.
Yeah.
I like Jimmy Dore a lot, too.
I am super right-wing, and I'm a queer eye for the straight guy. Do they have a podcast? They probably have a podcast.
Everybody has a podcast. Now they should.
But so you guys want to hear what she wrote on Twitter, this...
this lady?
This Corinne.
She goes, hey, American Air. Y'all cool with your pilots displaying this kind of cowardly rhetoric on their crew luggage?
It's not cowardly at all. It's outwardly open. It's the opposite of cowardly.
She answered, fuck yeah.
America, fuck yeah. That's the opposite of cowardly. Isn't that the opposite of cowardly?
Yeah. If I was the American Airlines, like if I ran that Twitter page, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Just hashtag America, fuck it's yeah. Like,
do you remember the fast food joints when they were having the Twitter wars?
Yeah.
That was good.
Those were good times.
Yeah.
American Airlines should have said, this is America, bitch, fuck you.
Yeah. And she goes, a rhetoric on their crew luggage when they're in uniform about to fly a plane.
But it's not on his luggage. It's not like he has
his
uniform American airline and he crossed out a airline with America sucks.
It's not at all.
Yeah.
And then she goes, we are not only passengers who noticed and were disgusted.
Okay.
Today in UVF about to board to Miami. She doesn't know how to write this lady.
That's okay. She doesn't know how to think either.
Yeah.
I like how she said cowardly. Yeah. It's outwardly open. It's honest. Yeah. It's the complete opposite of cowardly.
Yeah.
What's cowardly is you going to his boss. Why don't you tell him? Why do you have Let's Go Brandon?
Yeah.
And let him tell you why the president of the United States sucks dicks right now. He'll be like, oh, I don't know, the economy? Yo, they're trying to start a war with Russia.
Oh, for real?
America?
I didn't see this.
Yeah, but what the fuck, dude?
I didn't see this.
But they're playing it smart. Whoever, really? It's not Biden. Whoever the fuck is in charge of this war knows what the fuck they're doing. Bro, so last week, the Russians piled up all their troops on the border with Ukraine.
Okay.
Because they're pissed off because basically NATO, they want to build a base over there and have their anti-air, anti-air defense system over there to fight against the Russians. The Russians want to do the same. So there's always that, you know, quabble. So like 150,000 troops over there the Russians put. So then now something, I don't know what the fuck, they like an insurrection, whatever the fuck's going on in Kazakhstan on the other side. So that's on the border with the fucking Russians. And that's big. There's Kazakhstan is a major for petrol, for uranium. Like, it's a fucking important spot. Yeah. And now they're fucking rioting. So now the Russians are like, shit, what do? We have to take our troops from here, put them over there. And there's civil unrest where these guys want to fight. Now the Russians are in a weird fucking predicament.
Mm.
Fucking, they're playing it smart, bro. They have the Russians in a weird conundrum. But we shouldn't be looking for another war right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but war makes money, bro. So they don't give
a fuck. But not for us.
We're going to die. Anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. The people really? Who make money off war.
It used to be, because in the old days, America made shit. So if you went to war, you're like, okay, we're going to go to war. So we'll have Americans making guns, making bullets, making rifles.
Not anymore.
But now everything's made in China.
So Lockheed, the actual companies, let's say Lockheed Martin, these guys, they're going to make money. But America itself is not going to. Back in the day when there was a war, let's say you'd have these factories and actual Americans would work in them. That's not going to happen now. So, like, the factories are going to make money and the companies, but not America. It's all America's going to lose money. They're going to be paying trillions of dollars for this shit.
That I knew. The warmongers.
Plus, we're going to die. Like, I mean, whoever, you know, becomes a casualty of these wars.
Yeah.
We don't need wars anymore. We got to stop with these fucking wars.
There's always going to be wars, though, man.
We need a war on boring. We need a war on Karens. That's what we need. We need a war on people not minding their fucking business.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't like a fucking show, don't fucking watch it. You don't like a pilot, don't hang out with him. Don't date him. What do I care? I never ask my cab driver what their political leaning is. I don't care.
I do. Every time.
Don't complain.
How do you feel about communism? I'm actually a big fan of communism. Stop the car. I'll walk, thank you. Dirty commie. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
People need to start minding their business. Focus on themselves instead of just hating shit.
Yeah.
Like these influencers. A lot of these Koreans and a lot of these TV people, had they focused, they could have chartered their own jet.
Yeah. And you know what's impressive about that senor guy? He's 27 or 28 years old, and he paid cash for, he bought $17 million worth of real estate.
I feel bad for him. 2 years now ago. They're going to be up his ass.
Now he's in trouble because they're like, where'd you get all this money?
Oh, that's not good.
I mowed a lot of lawns.
Yeah.
I feel maybe he did crypto.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going to say he
that's
did.
That's what he should say.
That's the best lie to use.
Yeah.
All you got to do is buy crypto now and go, look, I paid a dollar for this.
Yeah, 7 years
ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's the only thing he should. Guys like that got to keep a low profile.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Just shut the fuck up. Don't film yourself.
But also, maybe he didn't think he was gonna.
It was gonna blow up.
Yeah.
Remember, like in the old days, like fucking, like mobsters used to be angry at the Teflon Don. What was his name?
I know this guy was played by what's his face, the guy there with that played in Grease.
John Travolta? Are you talking about John Gotti?
Yeah, John Gotti. Yeah. Like, a lot of mafia guys were angry at him because he was too flashy. And they were like, shut the fuck up. But now, no, everyone's too flashy.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. If you're making a shit ton of money illegally, organize your little fucking influencer party, but you get on another plane and wait for them in Mexico.
Yeah, fucking keep quiet. Keep a low profile.
Or get people to suck each other's dicks and film it and just watch it yourself.
Yeah. That's the one, that's the art that's gone missing these past couple of years. Subtlety.
Because everything's
keep it low key.
Because everything's clout now too. You know what I mean? When you mix money with clout, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful, man. You got to, because there's a fine line. Yeah. You could fuck it up and then ruin your whole thing.
Yeah.
Gotta keep your goddamn mouth shut.
Yeah.
There was one, like, one woman that she would have gotten in trouble. She's an influencer that she was in Florida, like, the day before the shit hit the fan. And people were angry at her that she was in Florida with her husband and her kids.
Why?
I don't know. I hate this woman, so I don't know what she did. I was just happy to see people were angry at her.
Maybe they hate her because she was... Is she like a pro, like, vaccine, everyone has to get boosted, all that shit?
I'm not sure what she is.
Because if she is, and then she goes down there maskless and all that, then yeah, she's a hypocrite.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's one of those.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
But
like
then,
AOC.
But then as soon as the influencer thing happened, no one talked about her. And I was like, oh, she's so fucking lucky.
It's like, I love these kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You dumbasses. These
fucking, you dummies saved my life.
The best is those three girls that they were like, we were actually sleeping. And then there's videos that they're going crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you saying, Poseidon?
Do you remember when AOC went down to Florida and she got caught?
That was last week.
Yeah.
Do I remember? Yeah, she got COVID too yesterday.
Oh, no, never mind. It's unrelated.
She came back with COVID.
And then when they don't know why everyone lies. Oh, like,
you know what they asked her? They asked her, why'd you go down? Like, why don't you just get out of Florida? You said Floridians are stupid. They're dangerous. You don't like DeSantis. Why don't you leave Florida? And then you know what her reply was? Ugh, Republicans, they all just want to date me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then
yeah,
people were like, that's not.
Yeah,
that's how is that your weird. Defense? How is that? They told you leave, go away from them.
Yeah, she went on a rant about their sexual frustrations.
Yeah, she went down there. She's the one who went there. Yeah.
What a weirdo.
She's like, they just want to date me. They keep harassing me to date me.
They asked you to leave. Could you imagine that? You're like, sir, can you just leave? Like, these guys, bro, they can't have a party without me. No, just please leave. Oh, they want to marry me. So you have to be crazy. And she has COVID now. Again, we're the last man standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. What's next on your docket?
Oh, un momento, por favor.
Señor. I'm momenting.
Okay. SpaceX, bro. SpaceX.
Okay.
They're doing some. Bro, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, yeah.
He's doing some dope ass shit. He built
a spaceship.
Something called a Starship rocket. Catching launch tower.
Starship catching launch tower.
Yeah, catch it's like a myth.
Called
like a big mitt,
like a giant space, giant baseball mitt, space mitt. Yeah,
and he called it like the what did he call it? The fucking Mechazilla, whatever the fuck, bro.
What is it for?
The fly ball catcher.
So basically, you know how
fly ball catcher.
You know how he's making those rockets that land? Because before we only had rockets that you could only launch.
Oh yeah, space, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
But they gotta come back down with that fucking bullshit parachute.
Yeah, right? Now you can actually land them and reuse them.
Now you can land them and reuse them.
Yeah.
Now to add things even better, to make it easier on the rockets, I guess, to save fuel, they built kind of this gigantic tower with like this arm, and as it's landing, here, look, I'll just fucking show it for people, even though you guys can't see it.
It grabs it.
It grabs the rocket.
What's the point?
Yeah.
The point is it saves fuel, I think.
For how long? Like how far up does his arm go?
I don't know, but I'm playing the video right now.
How much does Elon Musk hate fucking oil companies that he wants to save on fuel?
Yeah, he's using electric cars. Yeah. He's saving fucking 30 cents.
That fucking mitt is probably run on battery.
Well, it's like a tower and has like this kind of like claw thing. And like, I think it just... Oh, they're just showing.
So when I was young, they were saying how impressive and difficult and near impossible it is to create the Canadarm, the arm that's out in space. And now this guy is fucking making giant arms whenever he wants.
And the Canada arm did nothing.
Yeah, it was just a big hand in space.
It was just a hello. it could grab stuff, right?
But I guess.
Not really well.
Yeah, we didn't have the technology just like then. But it was giant, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we used to always brag as Canadians. There was the space shuttle and the Canada arm.
Yeah, I remember I was in elementary school, and they were like, they showed us, we
built that. You know, the fucking useless. That's like going, see that Ferrari over there? The left wiper.
They showed us a video in school.
Yeah.
They brought, I think it was VHS, they wheeled it in.
Yeah.
And they're like, look at this. And they were talking to people who work on the Canadian space program. And I was like, whoa, there's an arm in space. And now I'm older, I'm like, what the fuck's the point of that?
Yeah, that's not impressive.
That's not impressive, but this is kind of impressive what he did.
Basically, that's very impressive. That guy is fucking insanely impressive.
Yeah. I think it just saves time because I saw a video. It kind of looks like it put it over this thing, and then like the jet, like the fire went out from the underneath.
I like Elon Musk's reaction to people because he says because he's autistic, so he doesn't say what. He says, like, what he believes or what he thinks.
He says whatever he thinks is true.
Yeah, But people sometimes get offended. So he was talking to an Arab guy, like I think an Emirati. He was in some kind of speaking engagement. And he's like, well, you know, where do you see that? And he goes, I think universal basic income is going to become a thing because automation is taking over everything. And all the jobs that we do, computers, robots are going to do them better and faster, more efficient than us. The only jobs that are going to be left is like artist jobs, stuff that, you know, we're trying to entertain the rest of humanity. Mm. And you need universal basic income for everyone. And the guy's like, the Arab guy's like, what? You know, like he was pissed. And he's like, no, I'm not saying I want this to happen. Just understand. But from what I see, the way things are going, it's the only way it would function because all your jobs won't exist anymore.
Yeah.
If everything is automatic, you know, if every cash registers, buying cars, all that, you don't have salesmen anymore. Everything's automatic. Well, how else are you going to get money if there's no universal basic income? The only people that can have jobs like that robots can't do is artists, for example, you know, that have to create something to entertain the rest of humanity. It's the only way. And he was fucking, I thought about it. He's correct because everything is getting automated.
Well, even lawyers are being pushed out by AI.
Oh, I didn't know this. Tell me this. I'm curious.
You didn't know this?
No,
no. How do you not know this?
I thought you had to have a lawyer. What do you mean, how did I know?
Well, the whole point of a lawyer is that they're not.
I don't get legal AI monthly anymore.
That they know the law. But if you can have an AI that can legit scan every fucking legal document in existence.
But aren't there.
On the spot.
I think you need a mix of both, though.
Yeah.
I think you need nuance. AI paralegal.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to know everything. And because a lawyer is basically a used car salesman.
Yeah.
Yeah, with more.
He's like
stature.
A hustler. But he's selling shit to the judge.
Yeah. Yeah. He like more classy hustler.
Yeah, yeah. He's not a used car salesman. He's a new car salesman.
Yeah. Because look, an AI, if AI were lawyers, OJ Simpson would be in jail.
Yeah. Definitely. Because they'd do if it was AI, they'd only tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So but OJ's fucking lawyer be like, he did it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it depends if you program the AI, let's say.
No, but then there's no point.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd want a good human who could think on his feet.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and you'd ask the AI, are you lying? Yes. Right?
My programming limits the amount of lies I can tell in a day. Yeah.
Or like you have to pay for how many lies it can say?
Yeah, you pay extra. It's like, what do you need money for? You're a fucking robot. Mind your business, Steven.
Well, the program creator.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think. I think paralegal, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
A knowledge base like a Google that can get everything for you, that's perfect. And then you got to make the assessment.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a dope program to create.
Dope as fuck.
Mm. I don't know if it exists. If it exists.
For sure it exists. It's a database.
Yeah, but that connects like all the state's laws, and let's say like
even Google does that.
Yeah, I was about to say database. Oh,
yeah.
No, but just that.
Well,
so then go to
Google.org.
Google.
Yeah. Database. You think it's all made up? Like it's all databases. That's what you're referring to.
No, I know, but like
when lawyers bring up old cases, they get it. They don't make them up. It's a database.
Oh, but it's like also an AI, like.
Do you know what AI means?
Artificial intelligence.
Okay. Yeah, but what does it mean?
No, like it's an artificial intelligence. So you tell it, bro, I need this thing for this thing. And it goes, bro, I got you, bro.
Well, no, that's...
And it pulls up the thing.
You're
for the
saying that's it's basically, an assistant.
Yeah, that's basically Google. If you're talking about AI, it would have to assess. So you can tell it, for example, I'm having a hard time with this case. And then it has artificial...
It'll learn stuff.
Okay, I think Roe versus Wade would be good here. You get it?
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, that's not, I think that's not that far off.
And then you can put that artificial intelligence into a sexy android.
He just wants an excuse to fuck a robot again.
He wants to fuck something that has an IQ over 70.
Yeah. He's like, I knew it. I was destined for big things.
The AI is like, I don't have sex with the mentally disabled. I feel like if I suck your dick, it'll be like I'm taking advantage of you.
I can get sued according to laws in Pennsylvania. This is illegal in many states. Alabama. Ooh. What else you got for us?
All right, last thing.
Yeah.
This one's kind of depressing, though. I shouldn't have brought this up.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Shocking footage shows teen mom tossing newborn into dumpster in New Mexico.
Why would you bring this up?
And why is that supposed to be shocking?
Because, like, I'll play the footage for the peeps at home.
I'll play the footage. That's a baby.
She but threw it could be her a football. Baby in a garbage.
Yeah. And
the baby's dead?
I don't know. No, they found the baby, so it's alive. Oh,
Jesus fucking. Poor baby.
But basically, she's driving a Volkswagen Jetta, and she has the baby in a garbage bag.
She throws it out of the car.
Yeah. She yeets it right into the dumpster.
God.
What year of Jetta is it?
It looks like 2016 around.
You're Jesus. Crazy.
She's making good money for someone that's that fucking heartless and stupid.
Titan dwindles. And 6 hours later, the newborn was miraculously found alive.
Oh, thank God.
Is now in stable condition.
Six hours later?
Yeah.
Thank God, bro. That was about to take
out. I guess people went to go throw out some garbage at night, and they heard the crying, and they severed the baby.
They severed the baby?
No, they saved it.
So the baby, where is this?
In New Mexico.
Not as good as the old Mexico.
Yeah, old Mexico is way better. Yeah. Old Mexico had senor and a bunch of whores.
Yeah, old Mexico's having a great time. Wait, so did they catch this bitch?
What's her name? Alexis Avila.
They caught her.
18, was seen arriving at the dumpster on North Thorpe Street in Hobbs about 2 p.m. Friday, pulling a black trash bag out of the car and tossing it into the container. According to charging documents obtained by the Post. That's just where the sentence ends. Sorry. 6 hours later, three people combing through the dumpster were seen removing the bag, looking inside and finding the baby. The woman quickly wraps up the newborn baby and takes the baby to a truck as a man apparently calls authorities.
Oh, my God, bro.
So at least the story ended with a happy ending.
Can we, like, what's happened to this bitch?
Baby, well, she's though, being charged.
If the baby was in a plastic bag for 6 hours, does it have, like, mental problems? Or?
It would have been dead, I think. Yeah. There must have been holes in the bag.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But
maybe it wasn't, maybe it was in the bag, but it wasn't, like, tied. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fucking whore, bro.
Yeah. The man who found the child told police he, his girlfriend, and another friend were dumpster diving when they thought they heard crying coming from the
bag. Okay, I'm just
going
to say one thing.
It's all fucking sophisticates in this story.
It's all sophisticates in this story, but I'm going to say one thing. Okay, you and your girlfriend, you go dumpster diving, which means you go into the garbage to get stuff.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to say that. You could have said, we heard the screams. You don't have to tell people. Yeah, so we normally look through garbage.
And here's the thing. If I was dumpster diving, you do that, like you go to a dumpster right after a restaurant closes at 9 or 11 to get like the fresh food. You don't go in at fucking 4 in the morning when everything's just been sitting in shit for 6 hours.
The one at 8 p.m.
Oh, at 8 p.m. Okay. Oh, that's not that. Okay. Oh, yeah.
But here's the shocking, bro. This is what's really fucked up.
Oh, yeah. The rest of this is normal.
Okay. Hold on. He found the baby with the umbilical cord still attached.
Oh, so this bitch just gave birth?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, she pulled a late-term abortion. That's fucked. Yeah.
Bro. That's
and did this fucked. Dumpster diving loser eat the umbilical cord?
Stem cells!
But whatever happened to fucking dropping it off at fucking...
A fire station.
Yeah.
That's what firemen are for.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. For real, you drop it off at a fire station.
Or a fucking... what do you call those places? Adoption centers.
Whorehouse.
Or a whorehouse. Yeah.
Adoption centers.
An adoption
center. You think you can just drop off a baby like in the lobby of an adoption?
Yeah, and like those picnic baskets.
Hey, it's your problem now.
Yeah.
No, you leave it at the doorstep in like a picnic basket.
Bro, it had the umbilical cord. This bitch gave birth by herself and it's like, I'm aborting it.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Bitches be tripping.
God damn. You know what fucks with my head now? I'm thinking about her. This woman should be in jail. You know what? You know how fucked up she is? Number one, if you're not going to want the baby, you could have aborted it early so this doesn't happen. Number two, if you're willing to carry it to term,
but give it up for adoption. Yeah.
Why would you murder it?
Yeah, you're fucking, you're breaking a law to solve a problem that there's a legal way to do it.
And then they wonder why they don't make as much money as men. Because of this stuff.
Yeah. What a dumb bitch. What a dumb bitch.
Yeah, she's a stupid cunt.
What's her name?
Alexis Avila.
Sounds like a porn
Alexis
star.
Alexis Avila, it does sound.
She sounds like she's from the old Mexico also.
Yeah, she did look, she did look old Mexicanish.
In the new Mexico. I don't like her old styles.
Yeah.
I don't like this kind of stuff. That's crazy. Why not? It doesn't make sense to me. Just give it up for adoption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be a hateful piece of shit to do shit
to your own baby.
It's your own fucking
Do that to someone else's baby.
Yeah.
Not your own baby. Like, I've thrown out babies before, but never mind.
Never mind. Never mind. I had to clean up Poseidon's mistakes many times.
Wait, what?
Huh? Yeah, no, it's she's fucked up. Yeah. I'm glad they caught her.
Yeah.
Her and I've been looking at conspiracy theories about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Mm.
Something interesting. Did you see the thing I sent you about the... who is that fucking Madeline? Who is that famous girl that went missing in Spain?
I have no idea.
It was the it was in the UK, if you remember. There was a UK girl, I think. It was a whole big story.
Okay.
Anyways, they had a report at the time that there was this suspicious-looking woman.
What year was this?
I think in the 2000s.
Okay.
There was a suspicious-looking woman, and the sketch, they had the sketch for years. Well, the sketch looks like Ghislaine Maxwell. And the kid went missing. And I was like, fuck, that's a good conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good conspiracy for a movie. Like, that makes, like, a lot of sense. That fits into the profile. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, bro, I think in a few years from now, with all these conspiracy theories coming out and all these court cases, and give it about, like, 10 years.
I don't think a lot's going to come out. I'll tell you, I want a lot to come out, but I'll tell you why I don't think it will. There's so many high-profile people implicated.
Nothing's going to come out.
That's why now, even in the court, I understand it's federal, but they redacted all the names.
Yeah.
Why would you redact the names? Yeah. We need to know.
Yeah.
If Bill Clinton was banging kids, we have a right to know.
They are going to come out with a bunch of names, but it'll all be people that no one's ever heard of.
Or dead.
Or dead. And then one kind of low-level famous person.
Yeah.
So like the fucking Jerry Springer.
Yeah, maybe Jerry Springer,
But someone like that, like some fucking Jerry Springer, fucking Todd Bridges.
That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be little. You're like, it's believable.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna talk about higher profile people that were on there. They're like, nobody believes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you won't. It probably won't be Eminem.
But they're probably gonna make a ton of movies from this shit.
But
people,
who's another Machine Gun Kelly? Like him, they would sacrifice him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they'd be like, fuck this guy. Like that's the kind of stuff that would happen.
They'd sacrifice MGK.
Yeah, MGK for sure.
For sure.
Nobody would notice.
Yeah.
They would be
And then he'd die of an overdose. I mean, look at him.
Yeah, they'd believe it, yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be me or Penthouse, but you.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Yeah. They would throw you under the bus right away. Yeah. It'd be believable.
Yeah. But why, bro?
The Lolita Express. Like, look, we already know for a fact, guys like Bill Gates, Clinton, for a fact, and repeatedly, even after Bill Gates was hanging out with him and flying to the island, after it had already come out that the guy was doing it, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because he's Bill Gates. If I had done that, dude, I would have been crucified.
Mm.
Yeah, because these are powerful ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's scary, bro. Imagine, bro, there's people. Bro, just think about this for a second. There are people that they got caught doing the crime. Like one of the most, I would say the most heinous crimes you can ever fucking commit.
Shoplifting.
Watching this podcast with subtitles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And they're still fucking going, chilling, like as if nothing happened.
Mm. Which crime?
Yeah, what crime?
Well, you know, fucking pedophilia and shit.
Who are you talking about?
Bill Clinton.
He wasn't caught being a pedophile yet. There's no evidence of that.
Well, that's what was happening at the island, though.
Right, but you don't have any evidence of Bill Clinton doing that. Oprah went to that island, too. You don't have any evidence
of it. Well, no, but evidence of them going and all this shit, and they're just still, like, fucking, you know?
How many times did Oprah go?
I don't remember. But that's something called circumstantial evidence.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
That's like if it was a murder next door, and the cops are like, all right, open and shut case. We saw Poseidon go in. He murdered. You can't.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Just because you were here doesn't mean you committed the murder.
Right.
Yeah. You got to investigate a bit. Yeah. So even though we know Clinton loves them ladies, loves them young.
And it's just weird that he went to the island 94 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the weird part of it, and they were all friends. But you got
to
be able to.
It's scary to think about that these people.
There's people that the laws don't apply to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That, like, that's what I was trying to say with that is that.
Well, that Beagle killer torture Fauci. He's responsible for this whole fucking thing. The NIH, the whole thing in China. The guy responsible for this whole fucking world pandemic is carrying out the defense plan for the United States of America.
He's a true influencer.
Yeah, he influences it. It's crazy. Yeah, we live in a weird fucking time.
Yeah.
There's so much power because of technology, and at the same time, they use it against us. Just like the metaverse, all that shit. All the information we give Facebook.
Mm.
We joke about stuff, and I get ads.
Yeah.
And I found out about that, by the way. It's not it's a proprietary thing they have. It's another company that came up with that technology, and you sign up for it with different apps that you say yes to, and you don't even know.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they listen to. They're not doing it illegally. You just don't know because you never read that shit.
So they hear me masturbating.
They hear everything. Your everyone phone's hears always, you. Yeah, everyone hears you masturbating.
God,
yeah. That's most of the complaints we get.
Yeah, you get fucking. You keep pocket dialing everyone.
Yeah. They're all jerking off related.
God damn.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy how much technology like was supposed to help us, and we're choking ourselves right now with it.
Yeah.
Because I like the entertainment aspect. I like using it when I want it, and then leaving it. I don't like the fact that it's always on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even when you turn it off, it can still.
It's always on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to take out the battery, I think. But you can't take the battery
out. Yeah, can't take the battery out of your phone.
Fucking
weirdo.
Weirdo, yeah.
That's the thing. There's a fine line, right?
Yeah.
Well, my father has the... He wraps his phone in aluminum.
Yeah, that's because he wants to keep it fresh for later.
That's the first time I hear someone do that, and it doesn't sound mental.
He also makes a lot of hats.
Yeah.
The aluminum variety. These fucking lasers. So yeah, there's a fine line. He's right though. There's a fine line between hating where this, like, I don't know what to call it. This all-seeing fascistic world government is going, and losing your mind, because you're in it anyway.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go crazy? How much are you gonna give away? How it's a weird line that people are trying to
honestly just live enjoy, with. Try to enjoy the fucking show, bro.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that you can do. Honestly, all you can do is just watch. And enjoy the roller coaster ride, because
it is a roller coaster ride.
Yeah,
you know,
it's definitely a roller coaster.
That's
ride.
That's the best thing that you can do. That's the way. That's I think that's the best way to absorb this.
I see articles that make me laugh, like in New York, they said, "Yeah, it's a great idea. We have to let non-citizens vote."
Oh, that's I saw that too. That's
like, why would that? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
that's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But it's funny because these are real people, real politicians in charge that are coming up with these ideas. Yeah, but anybody can vote. What do you?
Yeah, politicians will just say anything if they think it'll get them elected.
Yeah.
If they know that a lot of people in their town have dogs, they'd say we should let dogs vote.
Yeah,
dogs are human too.
Yeah,
dogs
yeah,
are
like
people
that.
Too. People go, dogs are people.
Yeah, people are dumb.
Yeah.
People are fucking stupid.
Are fucking
That's
idiots.
The one thing I learned during this whole thing now is I underestimated how stupid people are.
Yeah.
And how much people want to jump on a bandwagon. Like, they'd rather jump on a bandwagon they know doesn't make any sense or is wrong instead of picking their head up and being like, this doesn't make sense, guys.
Yeah.
No one wants to be that guy.
That's because people have to belong. Mm.
But you can belong to logic.
That's true. But I think I don't like to fall into any of these categories, like the camps.
Yeah. Because you don't, no one will accept you.
Yeah. Well, I've always been an outsider, so I'm comfortable being an outsider.
Outside of the camps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In society. Because
you couldn't
in general.
Concentrate, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
There are camps for you.
I hate you.
So you hear the word concentration, you think of concentration camps, and the first thing comes to your mind is laughing. Yeah. Is giggling.
No, but the way he brought it up was clever and I enjoyed it.
No one in there was concentrating. They were all panicking. Concentrate on getting out, dummy.
They couldn't breathe, bro.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Couldn't catch their breath, bro.
Wow, that's just mean.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Sorry.
And they could breathe. A lot of these were labor camps.
Yeah.
Well, no, because they were gas.
No, you don't just go in. What they were doing is they were juicing you. They were taking you for labor. You were digging shit. They were. And then they were killing you.
Also, when you couldn't give anymore.
Yeah.
Bro, you understand. You. The Germans didn't go evil. Half asshole. They went full asshole.
Oh, that's evil, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They went movie villain level asshole.
Yeah.
So like you suffered like you were in the fucking gulag.
You're like, this, how can my life be worse than this?
Yeah.
And then the next day you're like, I miss the old days when I used to work 19 hours a day.
Yeah, they were, and I've been reading a lot about like World War II recently. So much shit I didn't know that they wouldn't tell you in school. Fuck, first of all, the Nazis were completely fucking the head.
Yeah.
They were working on space shit.
But they were all heroin addicts, too.
Bro, they were working on stuff that they thought would conjure demons.
Yeah.
You know how fucking crazy that is?
You know how I found out about this, by the way, that they were working on shit to conjure demons? I found out about it through
One
Hellboy.
Of your aunts.
No, through Hellboy. I think the new Hellboy movie or something. And I was like,
documentaries, good,
and then,
good.
No, no, no. And then I'm watching. I'm like, that's kind of fucking crazy. You know, I think it was initially through Call of Duty, and then I watched Hellboy, and then I went into this deep rabbit hole.
They did this whole cult shit.
Yeah, of like cult shit that they.
Yeah, they were into it deep.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? This was legit.
Hitler had people around him reading tarot cards and doing astrology to decide on certain moves. And then you know who else used his tarot card reader, astrologist, whatever the fuck, to make decisions?
Probably Americans.
Tony Blair.
Oh, shit.
Tony Blair had an astrologist.
Who's Tony Blair?
Tony Blair was the prime minister of England.
During 9/11 times.
Yeah. Like not a long time ago.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
like
bro.
Two
prime ministers ago. He would make decisions based on what his astrologer said. Mm. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, the level of dumbassery is high.
Oh, this is nuts, bro.
Yeah, but Hitler was, it's fun to look at now, but imagine the time
That he's looking at you going, that's crazy. But in the last month, I've seen him twice go, I called my aunt to unevil eye you.
And look,
that Tony Blair guy's a fucking mental patient, but my aunt has got the evil eye off everyone.
He's rescued me.
I will never hold any powerful position in my life.
I'm glad you're comfortable with that.
So
you know.
It's good. I don't pose any threat. To humanity.
Did the tarot cards tell you you'd never hold a possession of power?
This future's not good now.
I flipped the card and it said the tower. It was the tower.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Apparently it's a bad card.
The tower? Yeah. I thought it was like the Grim Reaper. Anyways, yeah. I don't know. But I'm thinking, because there must have been Nazis that were soldiers. They were Nazis. They were like, fuck yeah, Germany, kill everyone, whatever. Yeah. They weren't they didn't know anything about this occult shit. And then they're in a meeting. And they're like, all right, the stars have spoken. The aliens from Xandor. Yeah. And he's just in there like, what? What? Is this Jewish propaganda? What is this?
Wangenstein?
What the fuck are you guys talking about? Yeah, and then we went to India and we discovered this. Is it the Ark of the Covenant? I don't know. I'm drawing energy from it. Take this meth. Like, what the fuck is happening? Like, there must have been Nazis. That's why I think the salute changed. After a while, they got fed up. Like, hell, Hitler. Like, they're just freaking out. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Because you can't, and not everyone can be in on the craziness. Someone has to look at it and be like, this is absurd.
Yeah, the Nazis were like, I got into this for the hatred. I can take the hatred. Can't take the crazy.
Because someone has, it's like, you know, real, we have to kill all these other people, real Aryans. They're tall, blue-eyed, blonde hair. And like, this guy has black hair, has a mustache. Yeah. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah. And he was short.
Yeah, what are we saying? Yeah. Like, no one had any.
The Aryan race is the best. So let's side with the Japanese.
Yeah.
Be us and the Japanese.
It doesn't. No, like, there has to have been Nazis that are like, it doesn't make sense,
it's
guys.
It's just crazy.
They're like, right, Schnigelheimer? This doesn't make sense. Don't question the Führer. And that's why I get shocked now with people when they're alone in the car with the mask on, or you know, when they do stuff that's just theater. It's like, guys, that doesn't make any sense. None of this, like, we should be able to admit when it doesn't make sense. There's no shame in that, is there?
No,
it doesn't make any sense.
Fuck, if you think about it, the more you think about it, the World War II was some wacky times, bro.
Wacky as fuck.
Wacky, bro. Like, you thought, like, Vietnam and all that shit, like, all that was wacky, but World War II was wacky.
Yeah. Where are you going with this?
Just fucking.
I thought you had an example of wackiness. Yeah. I do. The Nazi bell.
What the fuck is the Nazi bell?
Bring up the Nazi bell. You ever heard of the Nazi bell? Bro, they were trying to make a spaceship. The Nazis were fucked in the head. It's that bell-shaped thing. They didn't know if they were going to use it as a new aircraft or what they were trying to do with
it. It's called Die Glock,
yeah. The Nazi bell, yeah.
It's written as a conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy theory, though. Look, people people talked about it that were scientists in Nazi Germany, because when they were taken out with Project Paperclip, they were talking about it. They had that, and they had a couple of us that Hitler was working on. He was calling them, there's a word for it, the doomsday weapon to end the war, he said. He had the weapons to end the war, but he didn't have the fucking weapons.
End the war, like to end the world? Like if they were losing?
I thought if they were losing, to drop something on the U.S. Okay. But he wasn't that far advanced, because if he had those bombs or whatever,
we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't
anymore,
be here right now. But I guess they were trying to appease him. So they were building crazy shit that looked cool.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got a weapon. He's like, we don't know the fuck. But they're all crazy. But these were occultists. And then what's fucked up is like Wernher von Braun. Because the Soviets and the Americans were scrambling, and they were taking Nazis that were high level scientists or whatever after the war, so that they don't get tried and killed. because they wanted their brains.
Mm.
Wernher von Braun, he was the head of NASA, the Americans took.
Yeah.
The Russians, the Soviets took a couple of people too. I remember which ones they took, but it was Nazi technology and Nazi scientists that helped us, Jesus Christ, move forward and do space stuff. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
The mysterious Nazi bell is said to have allowed the Third Reich to visit the moon, Mars, and even distant star systems.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah, That's what they wanted. They're fucking imbeciles, bro. They're crazy occultists.
Jesus
Christ. Even the guy, Wernher von Braun, was smart enough to do the space program, but he believed that he was going to open up a portal in space to let demons out. And they gave this guy NASA money. You can be very smart, apparently, and
that's
also
probably
dumb.
Why NASA and Nazi sound the same.
Could you imagine? Yeah. He's like,
NASA. I'm head of NASA. Yeah. No, it's NASA. It's NASA.
It's NASA now.
NASA.
But it's not so crazy.
But there's a fine line between genius and madman.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
A very fine line. That's the issue.
Well, you look at Elon Musk. Elon Musk could turn
at any
full
moment.
On mental.
Well,
at any moment.
All you need
I
is
think
a head.
Bezos is there.
Yeah.
Well, all you need technically is like a head injury.
Actually, you know what? Bezos is not there. I'll tell you why. Bezos is more focused right now on pussy.
Yeah.
He went more.
He looks like an old man that didn't get laid
in
his 20s. That he's like, I'm going to crush a lot of puss now.
You know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
More power to him. He's not doing. At least he's not doing what the Clintons and these fucking people are doing on these islands.
At least he's fucking like 30-year-olds.
Yeah, he's fucking adults. Yeah. Good for him. He's taking testosterone. Good for him.
Yeah, he went the douchebag route.
Yeah, he went the douche. Yeah. He looks like a villain in a cartoon. Yeah.
He looks like Senor's father.
Yeah. He looks like that.
He looks like what's his face in Austin Powers? What's his name?
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil, but like,
but healthy.
But healthy.
Yeah. He looks like a healthy Dr. Evil. Good for him. But Elon Musk, you're right. Elon Musk is like one synapse. Yeah.
He's one heartbreak away from invading a country.
Or a planet.
Yeah.
Wait, he can invade a country.
Yeah, he could.
You know who used to have a navy?
Pepsi.
Yeah. Pepsi, bro. For a time and for a period, had the sixth strongest navy in the world.
Yeah.
Because in exchange for Pepsi, the ex-Soviet Union gave them all kinds of, because they didn't have money, I guess, that made any sense. So they gave them all kinds of submarines and shit.
Oh, shit.
And then, fucking Pepsi.
And then Pepsi sold it for like scrap metals.
Yeah. They made money off that. How funny is that?
Yeah.
Fucking Pepsi had a navy. But that's the future. I think corporations. Because corporations took over countries now. Like,
well, there was the Banana Republic that was.
That's just Chiquita. A store in Rockland.
No. There was, what's it called? It was a banana company, bro. It was a fruit
company. Yeah, Chiquita Banana.
No, in South America.
Chiquita
Banana.
Yeah,
it was Chiquita. Private military.
Chiquita Banana.
Hold on, bro. Let me find this shit.
It is. Thanks for lying to him. Chiquita Banana.
No, it's not, bro.
It is.
With military. Boston Fruit had been established by Lorenzo Dole Baker, a sailor who in 1870 had bought his first bananas in Jamaica.
So it's Dole?
United Fruit Company. Yeah.
That's Dole.
So United Fruit Company at some point had taken over a country.
And Google Chiquita Banana to see who the owner of Chiquita Banana is.
Oh, you're right. It is Chiquita Banana.
Yeah.
We're not crazy.
They changed the name in 1985, I think.
Yeah.
I like Chiquita Banana. I like the name. It's funny. Like Chiquita Banana.
It was United Fruit from 1899 to 1970.
And then it became Chiquita?
Yeah. No, then it became United Brands from 70 to 84. And then I guess after 84, it turned into Chiquita Brands International.
Mm.
So wait, tell us about this banana army.
They had their own military. They would bribe politicians. They had a lot of power.
I mean, that's what's happening now.
Yeah. Which is basically every company bribes government.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, I have family in Jamaica. And bananas, for some reason, were always violent. Like, I remember when I was little, my uncle had told us, don't steal bananas in Jamaica because people are going to shoot you.
That makes sense. Don't steal.
Because like when, you know, here.
Bananas aren't dangerous, Mike. Yeah. Bananas don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah. No, but like here, if you walk by an orchard and you're like, I'll take an apple.
No one's going to
Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or even in Florida, you steal an orange. No one really cares. But you go to fucking the third world and steal a banana.
They'll fuck you up.
They'll fuck you up, yeah.
Yeah, because they could sell bananas, make some money.
Yeah,
you're exactly. stealing from them. Like, you're stealing from their table, they feel
exactly.
like. That's fucked. Yeah, the banana thing is nuts, huh?
Yeah.
But even here, I tried to bribe the government. They told me to go fuck myself. You have no money. What are you going to bribe us with, you dickhead? Yeah. Get out of here. And then I left. But I gave it a good go. Did you have any word yet? Did you hear anything about places opening up again?
No. No. The only thing, I got an email to say that all of the dates for Noir, none are canceled. They're just moved.
Yeah, like I got that email too, yeah.
The shows we were doing this week are in April.
Oh, yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, they're in April, and then we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should be opening up. And look, logically, the way things are going, I don't see this lasting.
Yeah.
Didn't they say curfew until the 17th?
They made a day for it?
I think so, yeah.
17th of what?
January.
Really? Yeah. What date are we? We're like the 10th?
Yeah.
I didn't cancel my January 22nd Rodage show in Laval yet because in case they open it again.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait till last minute, and then if it's still, then I'll just refund everybody.
Yeah.
And, but I'm waiting because I don't want to cancel and then everything's open again. They did that to me last time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they said indefinite. Never mind.
Oh, we're fucked. Mm.
Yeah, it's we're life. Yeah,
I don't know.
Fucked.
But I see that a lot of people are getting pissed off now. They're fighting back. Like, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Because last time they said 2 weeks, it was 5 months, and now they're saying indefinite. So it's
we're gonna be here for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would be amazing.
That's how it works. Reverse psychology. Yeah. They're very smart. They're good at their jobs.
And no word yet. We're not canceling anything for the summer.
No. Bell Center is still happening.
Bell Center, July the 22nd, 2022. If you are bilingual, actually, even if you're unilingual and that uni language is French.
Or even if it's English, you have 5 months to learn a new language. You're not allowed going anywhere.
Learn French.
Yeah, learn it at night.
Mike Wortzuzakut live from the Bell Center happens this summer. SantreBrag.com is the website. Mike, I believe now we are at 18,000 tickets.
Yeah, I think we're about 18,000 tickets.
This is great. It's gonna sell out. This is going to be an epic event.
Yeah.
People need to come. If they're not aware already of the episodes and any interviews that are important to watch that are fun, they can go to patreon.com/Suzekut right now. And you could catch all the back catalog. Plus, when things open up again, that's the spot you go to buy tickets to watch them live at the Bordel.
Yeah.
Right now, if you are on the Patreon, if you're on Mike's Patreon, patreon.com/Suzekut, you can watch the live shows through Stream. You're using StreamYard, I believe, with Jan. So you can still catch them. There's still content on there, just like my Patreon. We have a lot of content. So MikeWard.ca is the website. SantreBrag.com for tickets to the Bell Center. You can catch our friend Poseidon online. He's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. Poseidon, as much as we fuck with him, is a good dude. He's a good dude. He's trying to grow his brand. He's been working very hard lately. He's been good here producing for us. He's now producing for our friends' shows. He's also going to be running some of my comedy shows that we're going to start when things open back up. So support Poseidon. Follow him on Twitter, on Instagram. ThePoseidon69 is his name. And if you do like Twitch and you like watching people game, follow him on Twitch. Comment. He likes that kind of stuff. It helped motivate him. You guys love him, a lot of you, but you love him from a distance. You could follow him. He's on TikTok too. Follow him. Give him a fucking follow. Tell him how much you like him.
I am a difficult man to approach.
He's a difficult man to approach, but I'm telling you, he's nice. He likes you guys. He's appreciative of all the opportunities that Mike has given us and whatever kind of love you're sending his way. So ThePoseidon69 everywhere. PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantels for all our shows. Thank you. But don't forget, go fuck yourself.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.